The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar. How's the week treated you?
I know that technically this was a short week because we had fall break, but wow, it really doesn't feel like it.
It was tough this week somehow, you know? Supposed to be a short week, did not feel so.
It didn't feel short.
Nope, did not feel short at all.
Vertically challenged.
It's a vertically challenged week. Yes, exactly. Someone who is not vertically challenged but was doubled over in laughter just about 20 minutes ago is Professor Kendra Evans from chemistry and biochemistry.
Heidi ho.
I don't know why, but that's pretty funny.
Just so, thinking about Kendra doubled over in laughter makes me
it's already
double
funny.
Over in laughter.
Exactly.
So Kendra, how did that first sip of cold coffee taste today?
About like a sip of cold coffee. Not enough octane, I'm afraid.
Are you not an iced coffee person?
No. I mean, even in the summer, would you like that on ice? No. Why would I do that? No.
I'm with you. I'm not an iced coffee person either.
No, it's not good. That's what cola is for.
All right. I agree.
Gin
I
like is for.
That's what gin is for. Speaking of one of his favorite beverages, he has a fuse, but he's thinking of gin.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here. Actually, I don't know what happens. Every week I come here, I want to buy a drink. I always get two. It just comes out of the machine.
Are you kidding me?
No, I get two.
What the heck?
Should we start ordering drinks from that machine?
I don't know. Maybe I should go play the slots or something. You guys
should.
Got a casino here on campus I don't know about?
You might lose twice.
Oh, yeah,
probably
you're right.
Slots,
so you gotta be careful about that.
Public safety did not hear that.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Continuing around the table, Professor Jason Roach is here from Communication Studies.
It is great to be back.
We did your questions. I wanted to let you know.
Awesome.
And
We
did pretty well. Wordplay questions. And
yes,
I appreciate things like that very, very much. And I used one of them. I can't remember which one exactly. I apologize. In class the other day and just got dead faces. And
that's all I ever get.
Yeah, you know.
And then my students will tell me, oh, you should be a comedian. I'm like, well then you should laugh.
Oh, my gosh. We're very lucky to have a guest panelist with us today, a Coach Bakari Alexander, class of 98, back to get ready for the men's basketball season starting
October 29th.
We're already
into practice.
Awesome.
I guess my tagline, you know, just to stay congruent with my colleagues here, Hakuna Matanta.
Okay, we'll take it. Okay. We'll take it. Absolutely.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Let's move along.
Oh, yeah, so
against Wayne State, is that right?
Yeah, we have an exhibition game against Wayne State. For our old school folks, the Tartars is no longer referred. They're the Warriors now.
Warriors.
So they have swords and shields and things of that nature. Well, so do we.
Hey, we got Tommy Titan.
That's right. And he has muscles, enhanced muscles from my days as a
student.
Even
better.
I tell you what, it's a $2 admission, and everyone is welcome to attend because the proceeds benefit the Detroit Public School District K-5.
Wow, that's awesome.
And so all of the proceeds, we can get 8,000 folks in there, hypothetically speaking, it'd be terrific. And we'll send all of that money, and it'll be matched by one of our corporate sponsors for the young people.
Yep.
It should be fun. October 29th, come on down.
Very cool. Sounds very, great. Very cool. Looking forward to that. Let's find out what Professor Heather Hill Vasquez from English is looking forward to. Any fall or winter plantings?
I found a wonderful deal on another 500 bulbs.
Oh, my gosh.
So I will be planting those sooner this year before it snows.
You're going to have green pinkies before December 1st. This is a program, folks, where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump our wonderful panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump our not wonderful panel, you also win a prize. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp, or you can find us on Facebook. Dear professors,
yes.
It's been nearly a year and a half since I sent questions.
Slacker.
Please forgive me as I've enjoyed the show over the stretch, but not contributed. Wait no more as I've come up with 25 questions I think the professors will like. An arbitrary 80% shall be a passing grade. That's a direct lift from my syllabus. Sincerely, Rachel Ralston. It's been a while, Rachel. We're very glad to have you back.
Where's Rachel from? Where is she from again?
You know, it doesn't say, but I wish that I remembered.
We have to put a pin up there.
Yes, we'll have to put a pin. Well, I see that our crack research team is looking it up right now.
Are we going to put like the pin of the unknown soldier up there kind of thing?
That's right. Pin of the unknown questioner. Yeah. Who is older, Laurel or Hardy?
Hardy.
It was not.
Oh, okay.
They're twins.
It was Laurel, but by how many years?
Five.
Three. Nope.
It was 2 years. 2 years.
Five older. Minus three got two.
There you go.
Who invented, actually, there's a better way to put this. Who has the patent for the fire hydrant in the United States of America?
Thomas Edison. He owns everything else.
It makes sense, right? But it's
Ben Franklin?
Henry Ford.
Nope.
No.
Nobody has the patent for it.
It's
the government holds the patent for it.
Nobody does because the original patent was destroyed in the U.S. Patent Office fire of 1986. Just before the internet. Just before we could have digitized everything.
So somebody out there or somebody's family out there owns the patent?
And they're not collecting royalties on it right now.
But that's not fair.
It's not fair.
Well, you can only collect royalties for 50 years?
Is that true? No, can't you renew them, though?
Doesn't the patent only last so many years?
No, I think it does get renewed. Think about, like, Mickey Mouse. You got to renew it, don't you?
I'm not a patent attorney.
Which two U.S. presidents farmed peanuts?
Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Thomas Jefferson.
And Jefferson. Oh, holy smokes. Right off the top of her head. How'd you know that?
Yeah, the Carter was the easy one. That was his...
I don't know
what he was up to.
Where'd you pull that one from? Wow.
I've been to Monticello.
Okay.
Oh, are there peanuts there?
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's a peanut stand.
I have no idea how I know that.
Carver.
In what long-running comic strip does the family own a dog named Daisy?
Daisy.
Blondie.
The graphic artist goes right to the jugular. In what year did the Daisy Outdoor Product Company start manufacturing BB guns?
Weren't they made here?
1880.
1886 is what it says here. They were making.
They've been around that long?
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I remember this branding. It was short-lived, but it was interesting at the time. What is the name of Toys R Us's mascot, Jeffrey Giraffe's wife or girlfriend?
Mrs. Jeffrey Giraffe.
Jane?
Wasn't Jane.
Judith.
Wasn't Judith.
Janice.
Everything started with a
Jenna.
G.
Oh, a G, excuse me.
Oh, Gina.
Giovanna.
What if you just took the letter and repeated it?
Gigi?
Gigi.
Gigi.
What if I did?
Giraffe. Yeah, what if you did? Yeah, what if?
What was the name of the officer played by Martin Milner on the TV show Adam 12?
Malloy and who was the other one?
Oh.
Malloy.
Was it Malloy? Okay.
Pete Malloy.
Pete Malloy and Kent McCord played, what's the other guy?
Dave.
Oh, Pete something.
No, that was Pete Malloy.
Pete Malloy. No, no. Adam,
Kent McCord. Kent McCord. It was Malloy Adam 12, and...
I can't think of who it is. Oh, this is going to bother me.
What Neil Diamond song starts with the lyric, "It was the 3rd of June"?
Oh, where's Jim when we need him?
Oh, you didn't even know that.
He
Diamond?
Would figure this one out.
I have
starts
sweet
with a D. Name.
Oh.
And it's the name of a...
Diamond?
Female.
No.
Woman.
Da.
It's a very interesting name that I haven't heard in a long, aficionado. Long time.
Neil Diamond. Heck, I'm still stuck on Gertrude.
I think that Michael may have just said it. It's Desiree. Desiree.
I have Sweet Caroline is my ringtone.
Oh,
very cool. For everybody?
Yes, for everybody. Does anybody want to ask me why Sweet Caroline is my ringtone?
Why
is Sweet Caroline your ringtone?
Dying to find
song
out.
Of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, you're right. Oh, it is.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sorry, by the way, but we'll talk about that later.
You're thinking of Jim Reed, by the way.
Thank you. Pete Malloy and Jim Reed.
Jim Reed.
Jim Reed.
Martin Milner and Kent McCord.
What a boring.
Well, that's why we don't remember it.
Yeah.
What British actor's autobiography was called The Moon's a Balloon?
British actor.
The Moon is a Balloon.
Both proper and comedy.
It's not...
Oh,
Is it a Monty Python person?
Peter
by the way?
O'Toole?
I was thinking like a Terry Gilliam or somebody like that. No?
Peter O'Toole.
Nope.
David Niven.
Is it a woman?
David Niven. David Niven.
Oh,
there
okay.
we go.
Gotcha. Okay.
What is... Oh, my.
Oh, my.
What is the better known name of Fedor Jeftichew? I don't know if we're going to get this one.
Hold on.
Although, I got to be honest, since my son Joseph, hint, hint, is outside, I have referred to him as this before, but... Purely in jest.
Not present company.
Fedor Jeftichu.
Oh, you're so
Joe something.
Yeah, definitely Joe something. Joe.
Mighty Joe Young.
No, it's Joe. JoJo the Dogface Boy.
Oh!
I just don't know what JoJo the Dogface Boy was all about.
Have you seen the X-Files episode with JoJo the Dogface Boy?
I guess not.
Well, no, it was the whole carnival people one.
Yeah, I think
it was really good.
It was a carnival, big hairy face guy.
Theme,
The guy that had the tattoos of all the puzzle pieces
on
his head.
Yeah, the
Enigma?
The Enigma, there you go.
I miss the X-Files.
See, again, that's Jim Rose.
Yes, our crack research team has confirmed Rachel Ralston's from Norwalk, Iowa. We should have known that.
Thank you, crack research team.
Yes. In what book would you find, in what novel, would you find the character Fern Arable?
Fern Arable?
Sounds like a takeoff on Ferndale. Heather? Fern Arable.
It's a book, so I must know it.
I was going to say, you better stop. Know.
There's Fern. Books in my discipline, too.
No, I'm not. I was joking. That's not Fern. What I meant. You took that the wrong way.
No, I'm assuming Fern is male or female.
Fern Arable.
Fern Arable.
It's been a while since I've read this book. Hint. Probably about 30 years.
So you read it in high school?
It's a grade school staple.
A grade school staple.
Grade school staple.
Yes.
The Cat
Old
in the Hat.
Yeller. Old Yeller.
Nope, but you're really close.
Oh, Lassie?
What if I said this word? What? Pig.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Has
she was the owner, right? Wasn't she?
I think she was. Okay. I think she was. Or he was. Whatever it is.
It's a girl.
In what African nation was Freddie Mercury born?
Tanzania.
Nope.
Morocco.
Starts with the letter Z.
Zimbabwe.
It wasn't Zimbabwe.
Zambia.
It wasn't Zambia.
I'm not even sure.
I can't be kidding. There's three Zs.
Is a favorite of talking about going to a faraway place.
Zanzibar.
Oh.
Freddie Mercury.
That's a road movie.
Help me out. His name? He was not Freddie Mercury at birth.
No,
he was a very...
Ahmed something.
Yes, he was a very Middle Eastern name.
Yeah, very Middle Eastern name.
What was Mindy's surname? On the TV show Mork and Mindy.
McConnell.
Mindy McConnell.
There you go.
Professor.
Nice.
Chow doesn't even need to think about it.
I always want to see what they did when they were standing on the goalposts. You know, who's going to make the lunge.
Right.
To...
That's right.
Speaking of Colorado, wasn't that Colorado?
Yeah.
It was Colorado. Yeah.
It was Boulder, Colorado.
There you go.
What percentage of milk sold in the province of Ontario comes in a bag and not a regular container?
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to think. It was the last time we went to the metro over there. Ooh, I'm thinking 65%?
I'm going to give it to you. It's 75%.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I just remember the rack. You know,
milk in a bag?
Milk in a bag.
How is that? How do they do that?
You just try to put it in a Zamboni and drive it to Tim Hortons. Eh?
Oh. What's that about?
Professor Rose, once again, explains it all.
Yes. It's good enough by me.
Okay.
This is brought to you by Sodexo.
Again. Milk in a
Moving
bag.
Moving on.
Well, we had two people on the panel a couple months ago who had never heard that milk came in a bag in Canada. Their minds were blown. Just well, blown.
I learned that on this show.
Savages.
I was probably one of those people.
Is it kind of odd.
Yes.
Okay, because in Germany you can get milk that's irradiated and it's not refrigerated, but it doesn't spoil.
Interesting. Powdered milk?
Wow. Yeah. No, it's liquid.
Might give you radiation poisoning, but hey.
But otherwise, fine.
You know, put a healthy glow on you.
I think we may need Professor Chow for this one,
again?
Too.
Yeah.
Who were the only two characters who appeared in every single of the 255 episodes of Happy Days?
Tom Bosley, Henry Winkler.
Yeah, you're exactly right on the first try, so that's pretty freaking crazy.
No, I take it. No, he's not right. Those are not the characters. Those are the actors.
Howard Cunningham and Arthur Fonzarelli.
There we go. Dave.
Okay.
Well done.
Now, what was...
Nice catch, though.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember. What was the one on... What was Fonzie's middle name? I can't remember. Like Hubert or Herbert?
Hubert
or something ridiculous.
That's not very Italian. Rachel has given us really great questions in the past, and she does a really, really good job. I'm wondering whether she's daring us to say something on the air. For which movie did Roman Polanski win Best Director in
Chinatown.
The Oscars? It wasn't Chinatown.
It was. Was it a recent one? It can't be a recent one.
Relatively recent. Like, and my prep was before she's going to try to make us say this on the air.
So it's got a controversial title.
Double
entendre. No, not controversial. Just often mispronounced.
Mm. It wasn't Tess of Dinnerville's.
Nope.
Polanski.
Relatively recent.
Is this some FCC thing that we're going to get bleeped on?
Well, so you know there are keyed instruments. I mean, Professor Evans was a music major.
Such as piano?
Like a piano, and what we refer to people who play those instruments...
Pianist.
Yes, the pianist.
The pianist.
Is the name of the...
I thought it would go along the lines of like Meet the Fockers or something like that.
It was a great movie. It was Adrian Brody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was Roman Polanski.
For clarity's sake, could you pronounce that one more time?
The person who plays the piano.
The piano player.
Hey,
the piano
player. Use it in a sentence.
Just for clarity's sake. My esteemed colleague from the English department would appreciate a correct pronunciation of
that. Pronounced it correctly.
Yes, you
did.
Pianist.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes.
All
did.
Together now, the pianist.
Yeah, the pianist.
For the hearing impaired. Oh,
we don't have one of those in the Titan band, do we?
Oh, this is a wonderful question to push us forward here. This is very good. I've never heard of this categorization before. Since we're thinking mildly presidential at this time of year, name all seven of the U.S. presidents that have exactly five letters in their surnames.
Nixon.
Tyler.
Nixon,
Obama,
Grant.
Tyler, Obama, Grant,
Hayes.
Is that all five?
No,
there's seven.
And you say Adams, and I'm giving you double because that was two. You got them all. Oh. Yeah, very good.
Nice.
Very
good.
Seven presidents.
The Canadian gets five out of seven American presidents.
Two Adamses, John Adams and John Quincy. Quincy Adams. Yes.
You know that's Quincy with a Z, right?
It's Quincy.
Okay,
oh,
just
yes.
Making sure.
I assume that Professor Hill Vasquez was going to correct me.
I
did not receive a text from her after the Red Sox got eliminated, but usually she's taunting me when the Tigers lose to the Red Sox, so.
No.
Sorry about that.
That is completely false.
Was that gentle taunting from your.
Not at all, because I set my timer after falling asleep with the game starting, kind of getting the feel that the Indians were going to win. And made sure I watched with my own eyes Big Poppy's last at bat. It was beautiful. It's very nice.
I don't believe he's gone.
Yeah, he'll be around. He'll still do commercials.
No, I mean, he will come back.
Oh, you think? Oh,
he will.
Wow.
Listen, he will.
Who are Caddy, Mussy, and Old Yellowtop?
It's like Nessie. Isn't it like a sea serpent in Lake Cadillac or something?
So what would you say that all three of these have in common?
They're Canadian fish.
Well, they're not Canadian fish. They're Canadian mythical monsters are. Yes.
Yeah, like Don Cherry.
Caddy is a serpent.
Well, yeah, but if they're Canadian,
no,
they can't
I
be
hear.
Monsters.
Caddy is a serpent.
Too nice.
Caddy is a serpent. What
a
else?
Serpent in British Columbia.
Yeah.
Mussy is another lake serpent from Muskrat Lake.
Okay.
And Old Yellowtop is a blonde Bigfoot, last sighted in 1970 in Ontario.
Wow.
Blonde
Bigfoot?
Wow.
Blonde Bigfoot.
Is it natural? They can search for him on the Finding Bigfoot, which I call Not Finding Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they never do.
Yep.
And they make all these assumptions about what Bigfoots are like. And I'm like, they don't exist. I mean, it's like an epistemological nightmare watching that show. It's like, okay, you're saying what would be true if these things existed.
We have a non-believer here.
Do you think the blonde one has more fun than the regular Bigfoot?
I'm guessing that that is true.
Well, it has to because it's from Ontario, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So
absolutely.
I know he's drinking bagged milk.
And not to mention, I also know Coach tried to recruit him at least twice.
Strong.
No doubt.
The power center.
Strong blonde and drink bagged milk.
I'm not commenting on blondes at this moment.
I'm sure the coach could use another power forward. You know?
Without question.
There you go.
Chelsea wants to go to class.
I don't want him in my class.
Wrigley's Juicy Fruit Gum was the first item ever scanned with a barcode reader in the United States of America.
Cool.
What was the first product that was scanned in Australia?
Foster's Lager.
No, it was Vegemite. It was going to be one of those two. It was going to be one of those two. And it was 66 cents, by the way.
Oh. A shrimp on the bobby.
Vegemite for 66
Kangaroo
cents?
Meat.
Yes. Of course, it would have been like $3 if it had been on The Price is Right, because everything's more expensive in California. But we're talking about Australia.
I'm becoming more intelligent by the second.
Because of us.
In what state would you find America's oldest, still under operation, amusement park?
New York.
No, it's not New York, but it's close. It opened
New Jersey?
In 1846.
New Jersey, yeah.
Not Jersey.
Hold on, what year?
1846.
Oldest amusement
Connecticut?
Park.
Connecticut?
Pre-Civil War. It's in Connecticut. Yeah, it's in Bristol.
All right.
Wow. Which, isn't that the home of ESPN?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
And WWE wrestling.
Yep, that is weird. Lake Compounds. Wow. Is the name of the
I don't know if I feel safe in those
park.
Rides.
Yeah.
I know.
He must be this tall in order to ride the
In what state would one find the longest wooden pier on the east coast of the United States?
Florida.
It's Maine. Not Florida. It's Maine. Not Maine.
Atlanta.
North
City.
Carolina.
Massachusetts.
South Carolina.
We have a map.
Haven't we already gone through them all?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. It's at Myrtle Beach. It's at Myrtle Beach.
I've been there.
Okay.
It's where they have the shag contest.
I've been through there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pier does get a little long.
Okay.
It's kind of long.
Who are the two tallest first ladies who tied at 5'11"?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle.
Jacqueline
is definitely
Kennedy.
One of them.
Jacqueline
it's not Kennedy. Jackie Kennedy.
Well, it's not Pat Nancy.
Nixon. Nope.
Ford?
Nope.
It's not Dolly Madison.
Barbara Bush was tall.
She was tall, but she's not listed as 5'11".
Where's Professor Finkenbein?
Hillary Clinton's was kind of small.
Yeah. Oh, she was 5'4".
She looked tall
was.
Next to Trump.
But, well, you know,
5'4".
Still alive. In more ways than one.
Intellectually.
Profs, it was Eleanor Roosevelt. He didn't grab that one. How many of Charlie Chaplin's films were shot in color?
None.
None was a good guess, but it's not zero.
Two.
Two.
It's not two.
Four.
One.
Yes.
Coach,
we had
hot right now. I'm hot.
Man, we're so intellectual.
I was a full-court press on that one.
Yeah.
A Countess from Hong Kong was shot in color. His last film. The only one. What was the name of Detroit's first newspaper and who published it?
Wow.
There's many people who sort of know this.
Was it
the
news?
It
wasn't the news. Just not us.
Was it a Times? Hearst publication?
The Varsity
it
News?
Not. It was not. We're talking borderline ancient times.
Well,
so Hearst or Pulitzer.
I'll give you...
The Detroit Herald?
It was not the Herald.
The
was
Detroit
it
published, Telegraph.
Was it in
the
French?
The Gazette?
Was it published in French?
It could have been translated at some point, but it doesn't say here.
The Advertiser.
Ah, the Detroit Telegram.
No, it wasn't the Telegram. It was before that.
Before that.
What if I give you this hint? It was the same name as my high school newspaper. That's not going to help you.
The Shrine.
How about...
The Metro Times?
No. Not the Metro Times. Oh. No, it was published by essentially the fledgling Archdiocese of Detroit.
Oh.
Any ideas? I'll tell you what. You
the
guys
Observer.
Think about it. Beth, you got it right. It was The Observer was the name
right.
of it. And so if we think all the way back to semi-ancient times, who would have been the publisher if it was published originally by the Archdiocese?
Father...
Coughlin is...
That was a good start.
Gabriel Richard?
Gabriel Richard.
Wow. Gabriel.
Wow. Richard.
I was going to have to go a ways
yes.
back.
Very well done. Everybody did a fantastic job.
Father, help us.
Yes. Amen. Dear Matt and the rest of the profs, below is a list of 20 questions that span all across the spectrum compiled by What Strikes My Curiosity. I hope they'll be thought-provoking as well as challenging. A rather generous 80% shall be considered passing, like the professors can't reach this plateau. Best wishes, Amy Dixon of Port Angeles, Washington. All Amy right. sends us questions all the time. She does a really good job.
She's from my part of the country.
That's right. Port Angeles.
Angeles.
Name three of the people... who have played Batman's arch nemesis, the Joker, but on film of some kind.
Heath Ledger,
for sure.
Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. Yeah. Now, who was the person who played the Joker this last summer?
Jared Leto.
Yes.
Wow.
And it says
Mark
here.
Mark Hamill.
Right. Mark Hamill and Troy Baker have done
Troy
voices.
Baker.
Cesar Romero was the best, though.
They never got rid of the mustache?
Makeup over the mustache.
He hates all that. Makeup, I'm like, wow. I still remember the surfing scene, too.
Oh, man. Same bad time.
You know, I'm guessing that you guys will remember the very first song that ever played on MTV.
Of course.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
But can you name five of the other first nine that would round out the first time?
No, I can't.
So there would have been 1981?
That sounds about right.
83.
August
of
81,
I think.
I thought it was
81.
Or Madonna. Something by Madonna.
You know, we don't have any Madonna or Duran Duran.
Wham.
I can try to walk you
Wham.
Through it.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
No Wham.
Yeah.
No Michael Jackson.
Pat
How
Benatar.
About Pat Benatar
yeah,
was number
Pat
two.
Oh.
Wow.
Who would have been for Pat Benatar, 1981?
Who else is around? Okay.
Billy Joel?
Mm-mm.
Jefferson Starship?
Nope. It was number one, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Supertramp?
You Better Run. By Pat Benatar.
Benatar.
The next one was a Rod Stewart song. Three-word title, SWD are the first letters of the three words.
Single white.
Dog.
She Won't Dance was the name of the song.
I don't even know that dance. Song.
Obviously made a big impression on me.
Yeah. I don't know, with all due respect, everybody at the table, if you'll be able to get Little Susie's On the Up by PhD, even though some of us have PhDs. no. I don't
totally
know what that
don't
means.
Remember that.
Cliff Richard, We Don't Talk Anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that song.
How about The Pretenders?
Chrissy Hynde.
Brass in Pocket.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Akron, Ohio's very own.
Todd Rundgren's Time Heals.
Okay.
REO Speedwagon. What would have been the song in 1981?
Yeah. I Can't Fight This Feeling. Fight
no, that was later.
That's actually
81.
My one.
That's like 89. Or
REO Speedwagon,
88?
Guilty Pleasure.
Yeah, 87, 88.
Take It on the Run was
Take
REO
the
Speedwagon.
I'm sorry. I was too busy listening to my electrifying mojo late at night.
Last but not least, Styx. Styx had Rockin' the Paradise.
Wow.
To round out the first 10 songs or videos, I guess, played on MTV.
Take It on the Run, baby. Mm-hmm.
We apologize to all the millennials. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Oh, we barely have an idea what we're talking about here.
Well, they don't show videos on MTV anymore.
They really don't.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
Do
it
they
is
still
all
have
reality.
MTV?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Multiple MTVs.
It's actually been described as the Eastman Kodak of the 21st century because digital is going to kill it in terms of reaching reaching young people. Huh. Just like Kodak died. When digital cameras came along, MTV is dying because they're all watching on their phones.
Yep.
And they're just struggling to keep their audience.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
If they'd only listened to your ideas back in the day, they would have known. People would have liked to have watched people playing video games.
I know. I pitched the show to them, and they said no.
Unbelievable.
Well, it was such a cool medium when it first started. I mean, I remember my mom actually having favorite videos.
Oh,
because
wow.
She was just sort of enchanted by...
I just remember falling in love with like Vandy Six back in the day.
Yeah, well, everybody waited for Michael Jackson's next video.
Billie Jean was my mom's favorite video.
And when Thriller came out.
Thriller was like
to another level.
Everybody,
but Billie Jean
my
was
age is watching
anything with the ground lighting up. I mean, come on.
That was exactly what she liked, was the different lights. Yeah.
With a good bass line.
What is the only U.S. state to have a statewide speed limit under 65 miles per hour?
Vermont.
Mm-mm.
New Jersey.
It's
got to
be a northeastern New England state.
No, it's not Oregon.
Let me think about this.
Wait,
Hawaii.
Is it current or it
it's
just one head?
It's Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes Hawaii sense. Is 55.
Now
everywhere.
It makes
if
sense.
You, if you drive 60, you might just like, oops.
Now I'm on Maui.
Watch out for the lava.
Yep, exactly. What was the first independent credit card company that's not funded directly by a bank?
Visa.
It wasn't Visa.
American Express.
Very, very distinctive commercials from
Diners
the 70s
Club.
And
American
the 80s.
Express.
Diners Club. Oh, there we go. What was it? Telly Savalas?
Yes.
Here's my Diners Club card.
Who loves you, baby?
Everybody loves Kodak.
That's right.
Not the camera, of course.
Oh. Kodak came up twice in 2 minutes.
Yeah. Kojak.
Kojak.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, man, that's a cheese, isn't it? Oh.
This is quite appropriate for this month and this time of year. Who was known in the movies as the Springwood Slasher?
Freddy
Krueger. Yeah, wow. Very well done.
This is a lot of. Is this 80s theme?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah,
well, no, it's not necessarily.
Of consciousness.
He's logically scary because he gets you when you sleep.
I know.
Like,
I'm
that's
horrible.
What was so scary about
Absolutely.
Freddy.
Absolutely.
And that.
Oh,
bat in the claws.
We reached the end of the road, everybody. It's time for us to say goodbye, Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Peace out, y'all.
Coach.
Ciao.
Hey.
Professor Phil Vasquez.
Arrivederci.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies at the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Tavola Lucio and Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.